Macmillan Audio presents Paths of Dissent. Soldiers speak out against America's misguided wars. Edited by Andrew Basevich and Daniel A. Scherzen. Narrated for you by Andrew Werlin and the authors.
Introduction. Reflections on Military Dissent. Andrew Basevich. In response to the 9/11 attacks, the United States plunged willy-nilly into a war that political authorities explicitly characterized as global. Few observers at the time objected to the formulation. For a globally preeminent power, a war undertaken on a scale acknowledging no limits seemed eminently plausible. To say that things haven't gone well since is to engage in considerable understatement. Interventions begun with high hopes of quick, decisive victories led instead to protracted, inconclusive, and exceedingly costly campaigns. The world's self-proclaimed greatest military found success elusive. In the case of Afghanistan, 20 years of exertions culminated in unambiguous strategic failure, a judgment offered by none other than the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The American people have yet to reckon with the implications of military miscalculations and disappointments stretching back to the beginning of this century. Lest they be charged with failing to support the troops, ordinary Americans shy away from inquiring too deeply into the cumulative errors of judgment and execution that have marred recent U.S. military misadventures. And if mere citizens are disinclined to confront those failures, members of the nation's political and military elite are even less willing to do so. A conviction that such a reckoning is both necessary and long overdue inspired this book. Paths of Dissent offers insights into how and why recent U.S. military efforts have gone so badly astray. Flagrant malpractice by those at the top inflicted untold damage on the troops we ostensibly esteem, on populations U.S. policymakers vowed to liberate, and ultimately on our own democracy. The adverse effects of war are by no means confined to the immediate arena in which fighting occurs. By their very nature, wars are complex. Authoritative truth regarding any war is necessarily hard to establish. Arriving at even an approximation of the truth requires tapping into varied and perhaps even contradictory perspectives. In practice, when it comes to staking out claims to truth about any war, those who wield power, presidents, cabinet secretaries, senior advisors, and top field commanders, occupy positions of privilege. They possess the biggest megaphones. Granted preferred access to the media and opportunities to publish widely reviewed and read memoirs, they disseminate their own inevitably self-exculpatory versions of the story. More often than not, they obscure rather than clarify. Danny Scherzen and I conceived this book to give voice to a different group, veterans of our post-9/11 conflicts who in a time of war freely volunteered to serve and then develop second thoughts about the conflicts in which they participated. We invited these military dissenters to bear witness to what they saw, did, and learned. We asked them in particular to reflect on what had brought them to the military in the first place and how the realities they encountered might have differed from their expectations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?